Welcome to Unjaded, and welcome back if you're a regular listener. Thank you for being here. Today is going to be a little bit of a different episode in that I am going to do a chart reading on a couple of designs together. And the point of this exercise is just to highlight for you once again how your human design is all about the nuances. Recently, I went into business on a trial basis with another 2-4 MG, manifesting generator. And a lot of times people stop at that with their human designs. They say, well, I'm a 2-4 manifesting generator. I'm a 3-6 projector. I'm a whatever. And that's the end of the story. But that is only the beginning of the story. I am going to do a screen share on the video for this episode, and I will make sure that it's on YouTube for you so that you can refer to it if you want to go back and listen. I know you may be on the go now if you're listening to Unjaded, but you can go back and look at the charts. I'm also going to put a link in the show notes for these charts for you so that you can see what it is that I'm talking about. So we are going to look at Lisa's design, the person who I went into business with. We're going to look at her design, and we're going to look at my design. We're going to look at them separately, and then I'm going to highlight some of the things that are differences and how these differences will play out together. So, like I said, we are both 2-4 manifesting generators. A 2-4 profile is the hermit opportunist. So we have a way of moving through life where we are naturally good at certain things. And a lot of people will project onto us things that we're good at. And then, especially as MGs, we think we got to jump in and we got to do all the things. But ours is the gift of discernment. So if you are a second line profile, or if you know or love a second line profile, please always come back to that. That just because people tell you you're good at something doesn't mean that it's the thing for you. Yours is the gift of discernment. As second line profiles, we need time to hermit away. And as 2-4s, we hermit away so that we get the opportunity, so that our networks, the fourth line, can pull our gifts from us because we can't see our own gifts as second lines. There can be a lifelong search for clarity as second line profiles because we just can't see our own gifts. So that's where our fourth line network comes in. Both Lisa and I, and anyone else who's a 2-4 profile, will build networks almost effortlessly as we go through life. And for me, this was one of the really kind of hard things that I had to wrap my mind around when I came into human design. I could very much identify with that second line profile. It's my personality. It's who I think I am. I absolutely recognize the fact that I need time alone. I'm hugely introverted. And I could see that there were things that I was good at that I couldn't see. And I could see that I always longed for clarity and all of the things second line. Fourth line, though, I was like, really? I'm here to build networks? I build communities? Really? And then I went back through 30 years as an entrepreneur and realized that every single business I've had has been based on building a community. That has been the thing that has driven the business, more than the actual business offering itself sometimes. You may have heard me say this before if you've been here a while, that I have people who are in my world, and thank you very much if this is you, who have been with me since my very first store. Been here for every step of the ride, and that is such a fourth line profile energy. In my very first store, people used to say that it was like Cheers, because they would come in and everybody would know their name. My staff would know who they were. We would know about their kids, their soccer tournaments, all of the things. And we had thousands of customers. But it was effortless for me because I'm a fourth line profile. So Lisa and I have this in common, this commonality in our designs, this 2-4 profile. It's going to be very easy for us to move through certain business decisions leveraging this profile. We're going to be able to show up in a very similar way in our profiles in our business. We will naturally build a community around this business. And I should name this business. I keep saying this business. The Healing Nook is a local shop and yoga studio in Smiths Falls, Ontario. I'll put the link so you can check that out in the comments as well. In the comments. Oh my gosh. In the show notes. Okay, so that is one of the similarities in our design. The other one, of course, is that we are both manifesting generators. Manifesting generators move quickly, we pivot often, we don't stick to one thing, we have unfinished projects. It's part of our charm. We also have these big auras that often enter the room before we do. It's like we have to catch up to our aura sometimes. And Lisa and I were just talking about this the other day, and you tell me if you are a manifesting generator and you have ever experienced this in your life. I would love to hear from you on this. So many times we are told that we're too much, and we're too much for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of power and a lot of energy in our designs. We're too much because our aura is really, really big and it sucks everybody in. Your aura as a manifesting generator is designed to draw others to you. It's magnetic. It magnetizes the people, places, and opportunities to you that you're here to have so that you can respond and get the party started. So, the conversation that Lisa and I had the other day was around someone in her life who is continually right now telling her that she's too much. And this person has given her the gift, I'm putting that in air quotes, of letting her know that it's okay because she's learning how to manage it for her. She's learning how to manage it when she's in her presence, which is really insulting to feel like we have to be managed. And I know I've had situations where I walk into a room and I'm a quiet person. I'm not a disruptive person at all. So it's really disturbing to me when I walk into a room and I can feel my aura shift the energy in the room. I have gate 15 defined in my human design. And gate 15 is magnetism. It's extremes and it cuts the energy field like crazy, as does the manifesting generator aura. So I know I've had the experience where I'll walk into a coffee shop and everything shifts and I feel people looking at me and I'm like, which is the worst thing for a second line profile, but I feel people looking at me and I'm like, did I put my lipstick on my eyes this morning? Like, is there a stain on my shirt? What's that? Is my fly down? All of the things, because I can feel that disruption in the field and it's often uncomfortable. I've not yet reached the point in my healing journey, deconditioning process, where I am fully comfortable with that. Like, ta-da, here's my aura. I'm just gonna like insert myself here. So Lisa and I both will naturally have these big auras and you can certainly feel that when we're together. Now, the plus side of that is that we're having a ton of fun and it's always energetic and alive in the shop and in our marketing on social media. It's really natural for us to just show up and be like, ah! We're so excited about it all the time. And that is partly because of that manifesting generator aura when we are responding to the things around us, not when we're sitting there going, what are we going to post about today? I wonder what. No. We get to be in response to what our customers are asking for. And I'll give you an example of that. The other day, we got a new shipment of crystals. And typically, we will, you know, post a bunch of pictures of the crystals that are in the shop, and they all look pretty and all of the things. I decided to go on live and do a video walking people through each of the crystals that we got, or in general, like the apophyllite here, the pyrite here, the rose quartz here, and showing not only the pictures of the crystals, but what those crystals do. And I had three people come into the shop later that day saying, oh my God, I want more of that. I want to know what the crystals do because I've been watching all these videos. I've been watching all these pictures and I'm like, well, they're great, but what would I do with them? So now we have in our marketing schedule, regular crystal posts that walk people through how they're going to use those crystals. And that may seem kind of basic to you. And that may seem like, well, no duh, but it wasn't no duh to us in the beginning until we had something to respond to. So if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, look for these little things in your from coming to you from outside of yourself that you can respond to in your marketing. Okay, so those are some of our similarities. One of the other things that we have in common is how our response mechanism operates in our design. So when you look at your human design, where you're going to start or where a good place to start is going to be is the energy, the channel, the energies that make you either your type or your authority or both. Those are going to be the most important energies as far as how you do the things you do. So when you look at these charts of Lisa's and mine, you see that something that we have in common is the 3457 channel. We both have 3457 defined. 3457 is the channel of the archetype of power. We powerfully, intuitively respond. That's how our response mechanism in our designs works for both of us. So in our business, it's going to be really important for us to find a way that we can both honor our powerful intuitive response in the moment. Now, Lisa also has the 3420. 3420 MGs are their own breed. I think they get a bad rap, and I am surrounded by 3420 MGs, which in traditional human design are the true MGs, the pure MGs. Only manifesting generators can have the 3420 channel, but not all manifesting generators will have it. 3420 is the channel of charisma. And if you know Lisa, you know she is very charismatic. She is super duper approachable, lots of fun, very positive, all of the things. Not to say that every 3420 manifesting generator is going to be approachable and welcoming and all of those things, because it's going to depend on what else is in their design. Again, the nuances. But what I can tell you about 3420s is that they are busy for themselves. And this is where I think they get a bad rap, because oftentimes people think they're selfish, but they're really designed to be powerfully responding now, 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 now. Gate 20 is all it's about now. It's about being in the moment. So they're responding, and Lisa is responding intuitively right now. Boom, 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 boom. It's really quick from her sacral to her taking action, or it's designed to be. Now, we've had some conversations around this too that I might get into in this episode. We'll see. It's going to get really long if I get into all of our conversations though. So she has this 3420. So she's responding powerfully, intuitively in the moment, and everything is happening, boom, lightning fast. In my design, there's a lot of stuff coming off of my sacral. So I've got this 3457 where I'm responding powerfully in the moment. But whereas Lisa's goes right to the 20 and it's like now, mine goes to the 10. How am I behaving towards myself? How am I honoring my convictions? This is a channel of honoring your convictions. I also have the 4629. Just by being in the room, that 4629 channel is going to stabilize a group. It is love of the body, love of the vessel, but more than that, it's serendipity. It's love of the experience and appreciation that every experience has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's okay. It's about committing to the right experiences for me, through my sacral response again, committing to the right experiences for me, and then seeing them through until whatever that natural end is, and being okay with that natural end. So that is my sacral response, how it's longing to operate and how it's longing to respond. Now, with the 4629, I'm not going to do this for every channel with you here, but with the 4629, this is one of the channels that is a compromise channel for us, because I have the entire channel and Lisa has only the 46. So in matters of the experience, in matters of serendipity, in matters of committing to the right things, and I'm not loving this language, but I'm going to use it, I will win because I have the entire channel. So that will be an overpowering thing in my design compared with hers. And 46 is a theme in Lisa's chart. I think it repeats three times. And this is love of the vessel. Oftentimes we see this in body workers. Lisa is a yoga teacher. We're both yoga teachers, but she's a yoga teacher, does lots of things with love of the body, sound bath, healing, all of these things. So it's cool to see her using that in her design. One of the biggest differences that you will notice in our designs is the fact that Lisa has an undefined root and I have a defined root. We both have an undefined head. Actually, we both have a completely open head. So when a center is open, it doesn't have any gates activated within it. So no gates are colored in our head centers. They are completely open. So the head center is about pressure and the root center is about pressure. The head center is mental pressure and the root center is adrenalized pressure. And you can feel this when you are with us. Lisa feels a lot more pressure to keep doing and doing and doing and doing and doing. And part of this is she's a 3420 MG. She's always going to be busy for herself. But she also has this constant pressure that she is never going to catch up to the things that she's going to do. And for me with a defined root, I have more of, I don't know what other word to use for this than solid, even though that's probably not the right word, but a solid way of managing stressors, a solid way of understanding that things get done when they get done, and I will always get them done in time. Now, for me, with a defined root, a deadline is a beautiful thing. Nothing motivates me more than a deadline, and I mean motivates in a good way. I now understand, I wish I had understood this when I was younger, but I now understand that I truly can leave things until nearly the last minute, and I'll always get them done because I have that easy way of managing the adrenalized pressure in my design. Now, if I'm feeling pressured about something and Lisa and I are in aura, she will amplify that pressure. She's going to feel it more. She's going to feel like she has to do more than I do just being in the room with her. Something that's interesting in the energies here for us is that I have the 58 defined and Lisa has the 18 defined. So we have this electromagnetic channel that is absolutely beautiful where we are attracting the other end. We have subconsciously attracted the other end. One of the things that is great about this for me is that I'm a split definition. What does that mean? So when you look at the areas that are defined in your human design chart, the areas, the centers that are colored in your human design chart, they may all be attached to each other through channels like Lisa's is. Her sacral, her spleen, and her throat center are all attached to each other. So she's a single definition. That's a closed circuit board. When you look at mine, you see that my root and my emotional solar plexus are off on their own. They're attached to each other, but they're not attached to my sacral, spleen, G, and throat centers. So I am a split definition. And that gate 18, when it's defined for me, closes the circuit board. That's huge because I'm someone who is going to process information a little more slowly than Lisa does. And I'm someone who has that break in the circuits. So she's designed to just really quickly on her own, go do the thing, and then it's done. Whereas I'm designed to take a minute, process it, and then move on as this split definition, which brings us to decision-making. Lisa is a sacral manifesting generator. We both have our spleens defined. So how this is going to work when we're reading authorities for generator types, we're always going to start at the left side of the chart and we're going to move over to the right. So the spleen speaks first, then the sacral, then the emotional solar plexus. So the spleen speaks, boom, lightning fast. It's a nanosecond and it is an instinct for survival, especially with this 3457. It's going to speak very, very quickly. What's it going to take to survive? Intuitively know what it's going to take to survive. So the spleen speaks first and quickly. If you miss it, you've missed it. It's not going to speak again. Then the sacral has that It's like, do I have the energy for this right now? We want yes or no questions. And it's going to be, in my experience, a more powerfully felt yes or no that's going to last longer. And then we have the emotional solar plexus, which I have defined and Lisa has undefined, which is a huge difference in our designs. So I am designed to be emotional. However, Lisa, with an undefined emotional solar plexus, will have the tendency to amplify emotions. So if I am feeling really low or really high or really angry or any of the feelings, Lisa may feel them more than me in her body. My husband is undefined emotionally, and this is has been one of the greatest gifts of understanding human design in our relationship is that we now know that there are times when we just need to break auric space, when he needs to get away from me because he's feeling the emotions greater than I am. That's a natural tendency of the undefined emotional solar plexus. So some of the tendencies of some of the shadows, shall we say, of the undefined emotional solar plexus are to fall into patterns of people pleasing, conflict avoidance, and not being able to set boundaries. So one of the things that Lisa is going to have a greater access to when she's in aura with me is the ability to do those things, because it's not as hard for someone with a defined emotional solar plexus to be able to set a boundary. We don't as often fall into people-pleasing tendencies or avoid conflict like someone with an undefined emotional solar plexus. Lisa also has a theme in her design. This gate 6 that's defined for her is defined 4 times. This is a massive, massive, massive theme for her. I'm just glancing at her chart. It is her south node on the design side. So a natural energy within her. It is part of the energy that drives her as her conscious moon. So, and I think it's in her Pluto as well. So intergenerational themes there. And this is all about intimacy, bonding with the right people, peace often coming through conflict. That's a big theme in Lisa's design. When she is with me, when we are together in aura, I am going to define that for her because it is a dormant energy in her design. It's one of the biggest lessons she's gotten in life. She will get in life. It is the energy that's like a light switch that's waiting for someone else to turn it on. So when she's in aura with me, I turn the light switch on and that energy gets highlighted in her design. So when you're with someone who has something else defined in their design that you don't have, when you're in aura with them, you get it defined too. So look at energies in your design and how they're being activated by the other people in your life. When you overlay Lisa's design in my design, we have 7 centers defined. So only our head and Ajna remain undefined. Our head remains completely open. The rest of us gets defined and feel, and my split gets bridged. So we're a lot quicker when we're together. Speaking of quick, I'm going to highlight 2 more things here because we could be here all day talking about the nuances in the design. 2 more things I'm going to highlight, and that is the G center and the speed factor, the energy factor, let's say. It's always interesting to me when I compare myself to other MGs, the difference in the energy that I have. Because remember, in my family, I'm surrounded by MGs as well. Some of us get a lot more done in a day than others. When you look at my design and you look at Lisa's design, you see that Lisa has 1 motor defined in her design. So there are 4 motors in the human design body graph. There's the sacral, the root, the emotional solar plexus, and the will center. Lisa has only the sacral defined. Nothing is bad or good in human design. It just is. Motors do what you would expect motors to do. They give energy to that person. Lisa has 1 motor. Most powerful motor, the sacral motor. I have the sacral, the root, and the emotional solar plexus. So I have 3 motors defined. I also have a lot of starting energy in my design. I love to get things started. Lisa has 3 channels in her design. I have 6 channels in my design. So I naturally have more energy moving through the circuit board of my design, moving through the black box of my body. I naturally have more energy moving through. Nothing is bad or good, but when you see me every single week moving the store around, my God, in my very first store, my poor staff, I wish I'd known human design then, but I would move my entire store, and I think it was 1,800 square feet, 1,600 square feet. I would move my entire store around from top to bottom. We called it flipping the store every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, every item in that store got completely flipped. Windows got done every week. We had 2 big, beautiful windows. And now I think, oh my God, I wonder if my people felt like they were dying trying to keep up to me. But now I understand, even when I'm dealing with other MGs, I can look at a design like Lisa's and I can say, okay, Lisa has 3 centers defined and 6 centers undefined. I have the opposite. I have 6 centers defined and 3 centers undefined. And that's important because the centers that you have defined, the channels that you have defined, whatever's defined in your design is what you're broadcasting out into the field. And where you have openness or undefined areas in your design, that's where you are breathing in from the field. So we know just by looking at these 2 designs that Lisa is taking in a lot more from the field than she's emitting. And I'm the opposite. I'm emitting a lot more into the field than I am taking in. And again, nothing is bad or good. It just is. But can you see how understanding this, how being able to look at these designs objectively, instead of saying, oh, they're both 2-4 MGs, they're the same. When we look at just the nuances that I'm pointing out here, and there are a lot more than I'm pointing out. When we look at just this, we get a lot more understanding and acceptance of the other person. We get to be able to go, oh, okay, Lisa doesn't have to keep up to Vicky and do all that moving around. That's not what her gift is. Vicky doesn't have to feel that pressure to do and go. Lisa's going to take care of that. Vicky's just going to like go in and be. Another difference that I want to point out for you here that is a huge difference in our designs is the G center. So the G center is the yellow diamond-shaped center in the middle of the body graph. This is where the magnetic monopole lives in your human design. This is the center for direction, lovability, and identity. And again, I want to remind you, nothing is bad or good in human design. It just is. Where we have openness or undefined areas in our design, that's where we go to school. That's where we are super, super, super wise. So Lisa has a unique ability to tap into identity and direction and lovability for others. She's never going to be able to do it for herself. When the chips are down, she's going to fall into feeling unlovable and unworthy with an undefined will center. We both have that. And she will often question her direction and identity. Again, not bad or good. It just is. She has gotten many, 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 many lessons about this over the course of her life, which makes her beautifully gifted at helping someone else with their direction and their identity. Now, when you look at my G center, you see that it is fairly well defined. I have 4 of the 8 gates defined in my G center, and it is defined. I have channels that are working in my G center. I have the 3410, the channel of conviction. I have the channel 5710, perfected form. I have the 4629, discovery. There's a lot happening in that G center of mine. So where Lisa has gotten a lot of lessons around this, and she'll be very, very good at tapping into direction and identity for others, people will feel my solid sense of direction and my solid sense of my identity, and they'll borrow it from me when they're in my presence. Her G center will be defined when we're in aura together. So when we're in aura together, she's going to borrow that energy from me, and she's going to feel more solid in her own direction and identity when we are together. This G center is a really, really powerful center. It's one of my very favorite centers in the body graph, actually. It might even be my favorite center in the body graph, either the G center or the spleen, but I digress. That's a big difference in our designs. And that's one of the areas where Lisa's going to kind of sidle up to mine. Now, when we're together as well, we get a defined will center. Lisa's got the 51, which is shock and initiation. It's her conscious earth. And I have the 25. So we are going to define that will center for each other as well. And interestingly, my Chiron is gate 51. My conscious Chiron was gate 51. So there's so much. We could be here all day talking about this, and I won't belabor it anymore. I just want you to see just those little high level differences, how very different two designs that we, before we maybe get a little more familiar with our designs, we may stop and say, well, I'm a manifesting generator, so I'm a manifester, so I'm a 5-1, so, but we can go so much deeper than that into the nuances. I have 2 opportunities for you that I'm going to talk about today. One is readings. I did a 50% off reading sale a little while ago, and I do still have some spaces left. So I'm going to pop that link in the show notes for you that if you would like to jump in on that special, I will honor it for you, because it's really important to look at the nuances in your design so that you can really understand how to use your energy in everything that you're doing. The second opportunity that I have for you is that I am going to be offering an in-person human design workshop in Smiths Falls, Ontario. If you are near local to me and you want to be in the room with me, it's going to be on Sunday, January 25th. I don't have a link for that yet at the time of this recording. So I'm going to invite you to DM me on Instagram or send me a message, just about anything but carrier pigeon works. I'm pretty easy to find online. Send me a message and I'll get you the details of that as soon as we have it. And that's going to be really about how to understand how to use the energy in your design to fulfill your purpose. January is often a time where we look at purpose. We're stepping into a 1 year in numerology. There's going to be a lot of power in this year. And I would love for you to be able to tap into the nuances in your own human design to be able to live your purpose without burning yourself out. I know for me, before I came to human design, I went through burnout after burnout after burnout through each of my businesses because I didn't know how to use my energy well. And now I'm able to flow with my energy instead of fighting it or believing that something is wrong with me because I do things a certain way. I can just let myself do the things. And I want that for you too. So that in-person workshop is January 25th. And just message me and I'll have the details for you.